Centennials by Alex Hill. The one sentence summary. Great enduring organisations adopt a combination of 12 habits. What the book says. The author has dedicated his career to studying high-performing companies, and here he shares the secrets of those enterprises that have thrived for over a century. These are wide-ranging, including New Zealand's All Blacks, Eton College, the Royal Academy of Music, British Cycling, and NASA. The secret is to have a stable core combined with a disruptive edge. The stable core involves purpose, build your North Star and do it for the kids' kids, stewardship, have strong roots and mind the gap, and openness. Perform in public and give more to get more. The disruptive edge involves experts. Be porous and shake all trees. Nervousness. Get better, not bigger, and X-ray everything. And accidents. Make time for random and break bread. In summary, establish your core purpose and don't deviate from it. Always think long term. Discuss mistakes and ideas in public. Take the advice of experts beyond your field. Be constantly on the lookout for new talent. Allow for variation and spend quality time together. All of this adds up to being radically traditional, adopting a stable nucleus of values developed over time and passed on by one long-serving generation to the next, whilst being constantly on the move, coming up with fresh discoveries and swapping ideas. What's good about it? A short-term approach makes sense to some organisations because they can see the benefit of hitting daily sales targets and achieving monthly budgets. This is based on the principle that if you don't survive the short term, you won't make it to the long term. However, if applied as a driving principle, the short term can actually destroy the long term by diverting attention from the important to the immediately visible. Sales get brought forward and investment gets cut, all in the name of hitting a particular target. Sadly, an obsession with the here and now, with short-term results and with immediate shareholder value, has come to dominate strategic thinking to the exclusion of almost everything else. If everyone is solely focused on the here and now, then long-term challenges are less likely to be addressed. Every year, Harvard examines the performance of the 1,200 largest companies in the world. Contrary to the view that constant change is a good thing, 80% of the top CEOs every year were promoted from within the organisation, and 80% have been in their current post for at least 10 years.